Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, it's a mild evening across Israel with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Haifa remains calm with a touch of coolness in the air, a perfect night for staying indoors and tuning in. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports just in, the IDF has uncovered Hezbollah's secret arsenal on Beaufort Ridge. Givati troops discovered advanced missiles, rockets, RPGs, and drone labs in southern Lebanon. Also, Times of Israel reports that earlier today, a gunman in military uniform was shot dead at the Lebanon border after firing on troops. No Israeli soldiers were wounded. Also this hour, according to JNS, Consuls General will continue their visit to Israel as planned, despite recent Iranian attacks. Israel's Consul General in New York emphasized resilience against Iran and its allies. Separately, Axios reports from earlier today that Israel struck Iranian military targets following an Iranian missile attack. This marks a new phase in the ongoing conflict. And finally, turning to local news, i24news_en shares a story from earlier today. Israeli forces intercepted a shipment of weapons intended for Hamas in the West Bank. Here's what people are saying online. David Keyes, a human rights activist, posted just minutes ago that Israel is engaged in a just war. Jonathan Conricus, an Israeli military spokesperson, expressed earlier that Iranian aggression should be met with swift and decisive action. He emphasized that Israel will not allow its freedom of action to be curtailed. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English shared that Somali football fans are showing support for Omar Artan. He's been dropped from officiating at the World Cup due to denied entry to the US. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's discovery in Lebanon, Ynet details that Givati troops found a significant cache of weaponry on Beaufort Ridge. The IDF suggests this reflects Hezbollah's attempt to replicate Gaza's terror tactics in the north. This discovery could shift regional dynamics, increasing pressure on Hezbollah. Turning to the incident at the Lebanon border, the Times of Israel reports the gunman, who infiltrated Israeli territory, was neutralized without any casualties among Israeli forces. This incident underscores ongoing tensions at the northern border, highlighting security challenges for local residents. Meanwhile, JNS covers the resilience of diplomatic missions. Despite attacks, consuls general are proceeding with their Israel visit. Israel's diplomatic stance remains firm against Iran and its proxies. This highlights Israel's commitment to international relations amidst regional threats. On the diplomatic front, Axios notes Israel's strike on Iranian military targets. This follows an Iranian missile attack, marking a significant escalation. The strike represents Israel's first reported action on Iran since the ceasefire in April. It signals Israel's readiness to respond to threats directly. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that researchers have found forever chemicals in Israeli crops, specifically potatoes in the Gaza envelope. They suggest contaminants from explosions may have spread, raising environmental concerns. Separately, Globes reports that Bank Hapoalim is locking the dollar exchange rate for the summer. Customers making US dollar transactions will enjoy a fixed rate, offering stability amidst fluctuating currency markets. And finally, Ynet Business highlights a new trend in Israeli real estate. Data centers have become the new gold rush in the AI age. Israeli firms and investors are pouring billions into this burgeoning sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.